Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Mind Aware 500.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, 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 Dana Wild here, and guess what? You might be wondering what's happening today. I'll tell you, it's episode 500 of the Mind Aware Show. Wow, honestly, that went so fast. I can't believe that we are officially on episode 500 today. So I thought it might be kind of fun to have some of our top brain trainers come in and just talk about brain training and their best tips and how they're using Train Your Brain in their businesses and techniques and mantras and all sorts of fun stuff. You're seeing on your screen if you're watching visually, or you can just hear their little murmurs in the background if you're listening audially, the graduates of the Celebrity Formula who are now in the Celebrity Club. We had some of the members who were so generous with their time and able to make it. We were able to coordinate this because I'm so excited to have them tell you what they're doing. This is the fun part about being a brain trainer is we all learn from each other. We all get ideas. And so I say, without further ado, let's jump in and have some fun and celebrate 500 episodes. Woo! The crowd goes wild. Okay, so I first want to introduce to you Muriel Falous. Now, I will bet you've heard me on the show once or twice mention Muriel because she has a very special niche that she works in. She helps single mothers, and specifically single moms of teenagers, really cut through the crap and co-parent with the universe to actually be more centered, take care of themselves, have better communications and better relationships with their kids. And so, Muriel, I'm really excited to hear what you've got to say. How are you using brain training? And hit us with some good stuff.
So I'm using brain training in my own life to start with my own teenagers before I even use it with my clients. But I tell them the same thing. Because, you know, we emphasize the importance of understanding the reticular activating system. I always say you find what you're looking for. So if you think that your teenagers are brats and out of control, that's what you're going to see in them. I understand that teenagers can be hard, but there are always glimpses of who they really are, the soft, the beautiful being that they are. So if you're focusing on that and trying to get a hold of your own emotions and focusing on looking for those glimpses and remembering that they are beautiful and you love them most of the time, as often as possible, then that's what you're going to send and the interaction will be more pleasant.
Well, Muriel, that is just brilliant advice. It's like what you see in them, they're going to show up that way for you. And so you have to train your own brain to be looking for those glimpses. I love that you use that word because sometimes it feels like that's all it is, isn't it? Where it's like, okay, there's a glimpse of my baby. That's really good. And so do you have anything else you want to say on how you do that yourself? Like, is it really just about staying centered and staying aware?
I use visualization and meditation, and I connect with, I just go back in my memory and see them as babies before any interaction where I know that it can be conflictual. I go back to love. I go back in my heart. I make that very alive and very present. And then I go to have this discussion. that you need to have.
I absolutely love it. And you know what's so great about that? Because I really want to say the key things you said there were that you do it before you have the conflict. You look at them like they were babies, right? And you go back to love. And I was thinking, you know, we can do that with anybody. I do that with just human beings out in the world sometimes as I try to see them as five-year-olds. And then I think like, oh, they're so cute when they're about four or five. You know, instead of this rude 7-Eleven clerk I got now she's looking really cute, you know?
I did that with a boss in my past who was very aggressive with me. I couldn't send her love as a grown-up because she was triggering me. But I saw her as a little girl, and it changed everything.
Yeah, it's really true. It's really nice. So thank you so much for these tips. And we'll make sure, for those of you who want to connect with these brain trainers, we will make sure and include some links with podcast notes so that you can make sure and check out their work. Okay, so next we're going to go to Michelle Wolf. And again, you know, it's funny because now that we're going through everybody, I'm starting to realize like how much I talk about you all on the show. I know you've heard me say all of these names before. Michelle Wolf is the creator of Forest Reiki. She's an expert in human design, and she's a clarity coach who helps you really get clear on your life and your decisions and the things you're looking for with all her multiple tools that she has at her disposal. So Michelle, talk to us a little bit. What you got for us today?
Well, similar to what Muriel was saying about changing your energy. So every day I do a meditation. I do my Forest Reiki routine and get in the zone. And then what I've been saying lately is my aura is my advertising. And the more I play, the more I get paid. And I'm
Hold on. Say those both again. My aura is my advertising and?
The more I play, the more I get paid. Or the more I am paid.
Over these. These are so good. Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, those are great mantras. My aura is my advertising. I'm totally all over these. And the more I play, I get paid because that's just the truth, isn't it?
It is the truth. And Forest Reiki is every bit about connecting more deeply with your body and the wisdom of your body. And then human design is every bit about taking the body's lead, following the body's wisdom. Like our mind is designed to gather up all the data. But our body is the one, when we follow its lead on which of those ideas to take action on, even down to what should I eat today, when should I eat, when should I post, here's all my options for posting, which one does your body say yes to?
Yeah.
It's playful and it's fun and it doesn't make sense. So there can be like this war between the mind, but that's not logical. and your body's like, I want to have fun. And so the more I follow my body, the more things are happening. Invitations are coming, which is in alignment with I'm a projector in human design, and we have to be invited. We have to be asked. And the way we do that is we spend, for projectors especially, but all the types, there's five, but the more we spend time lighting up our own energy field, the more attractive and magnetic we come. And so it's easy. So I have to play. I'm required to.
And just that sentence you said about the more we light up our own energy field, like just think if everybody just followed that advice, the more you light up your own energy field. It's funny because, you know, I always talk about mindset and brain training and this type of thing. But I think part of the reason why we attract so many energy workers to this sandbox is because it really does. Everything is holistic. Everything goes hand in hand. We're really talking about showing up as a better you. And mindset is just one of the tools to do that. And you've got so many other tools. I love this idea that your aura is your advertisement and that you get paid to play, because it really says a lot about just how you want to show up in the world.
Yeah. And it doesn't make sense. Like your mind is saying, yes, but you should do these linear things or these logical things. But I've been putting it to the test all year, and the more I play, really, the more I get paid.
Yeah, it's true, without a shadow of a doubt. I'm with you. I love it. I love it. Very good, Michelle. Anything else, any parting words before we go to Linda?
Just play more.
Yeah.
Listen to your body. Go do something today that's just fun, just for fun.
Isn't that the truth? Oh, I love that. Yeah. Go get a tattoo, y'all. Play more. Put it right on
what
your...
What could be more fun?
On your body. What? Right. You got to do it in reverse so you can see it in the mirror, right?
Right,
somewhere
right here.
Else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember 1 year deciding, like, looking at the past year and saying, like, what things did I do this year where I had the most fun? And at that time, I was thinking it was going out to see live music. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to increase that this year. I'm going to do more of that. And you have a better life. What's bringing you joy? You know, good stuff, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having
Michelle.
Me.
You rock.
Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Linda Camden. Linda Camden does mindset makeover workshops. She is actually very active in the Train Your Brain community. She's out there monitoring our groups and has been a brain trainer. Oh my gosh, Linda. Since the beginning of time, I think
it seems like it.
I know it's forever. I've known you for like a decade. I think it's just crazy. Yeah. It's so good to have you on the show. Tell me, hit me with some good stuff.
Well, yeah, like you said, I've been following you for what does seem to be forever. At that time, I was doing direct sales in photo memories, which I still do. I still do that. And when I started listening to your Train Your Brain material, it's like, oh my gosh, this is like, everyone needs to know this. Everybody has to hear this. How come we weren't taught this in school?
Right.
You know, why am I this old? and just hearing about it. So of course I started teaching my team, and they caught on and they enjoyed it. And, I felt like I was giving them something that the company couldn't give them. You know, so I felt like here's the secret sauce that, you know, they're not going to tell you about it corporate, but here's how to go about this. And so I really enjoyed doing that. And as people, my team kept telling me, you're good at this. Oh my gosh, you do it so well. It seemed to me that I needed to get beyond just my direct sales team. So in all the different circles of people I would be in, I would go, you know, you know, if you think about that differently and what you focus on grows, et cetera, the more people I was able to share that with, the more it made me feel better. First of all, that I could contribute in that way. And secondly, I could see the results, you know, for them.
It's a great example of following your feel good. You know, people say, well, I don't know what my passion is or how do I follow my passion? And it's like, well, what are you talking about all the time, even though you're not getting paid for it? And you're like, you know, you are studying everybody and you're looking at so many different things. You have so many different ideas and kind of making them your own. It makes sense that this would be the natural progression for your life.
I guess I'm a lifelong learner. I think I'm a teacher. Not that I'm a teacher by profession, but I think that's part of who I am. And so I do share with people the things that I learn. And as a result, I want to learn more so that I can absorb it and do it and learn it and then share with others. Hey, you know, take a look at this. One of the things that you asked us, like a favorite mantra. And one of the ones that really clicked for me, and it was years ago, Dana, I somehow won a coaching call with you, a one-on-one coaching call. And that's when you and I got to know each other even better. You understood that I'm really faith-based and that, you know, my faith means a lot to me. So you suggested that my mantras could start with, I'm a Christian. So through him, you know, through him, blah, 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 whatever it is I was looking for, because I'm in that was and still am a little bit, I want to do what I want to do, but I also want it to be what God wants, my will. You know, I want to follow his will. And that's the one that cemented it for me, because I believe in that so strongly that no matter what I said, you know, with that intention, I felt like if this is God's will, it's going to happen, you know. And I know that's part of it. That belief system has to be really, really, well, it doesn't have to be, but it helps when it's strong for you to accept the words that are coming out of your mouth, the thoughts that you're thinking.
Yeah, and it's a really good one. It is, because now your mantra goes from being not believable to you can just own it.
Yes.
You know, that instead all things of money are possible. Is flowing to me, it's like through him money is flowing to me. Now that just levels up the whole thing. And everybody can use that no matter what their faith system is. Through because of the universe with source energy. It's great. Linda, I'm so glad you brought that one up, because I think that will really benefit a lot of people.
I know it did me, definitely. Like I said, no matter what I was saying, if I use that, it was like, okay, this can happen. I get this. And I think you ended up calling it the fortune cookie.
Yeah, the fortune cookie method. Because, you know, like, because I don't know if everybody did this, but you'd be like, today's going to be a good day in bed. Like, you'd always add that to the end of a fortune cookie. And so it's just like that, except more spiritually based.
Right. In this case, it could be anything, like you said, though. But yeah, for me, it was definitely what got it for me. So as a result, then I'm beyond my team and other people I work with. And now I really want to approach other women, you know, that are busy with their lives to see that their dreams can still come true, even no matter the age, no matter how much they've spent time helping their kids get what they want out of life. But, you know, we should also see that it doesn't matter how old we are. It's all about, you know, training our brain to see that we deserve it. We should have it. We should ask for it. We should do it if it's what we want to do. So I'm very pleased. So I love the playing piece that Michelle was saying, because I hope you don't mind me being out in the sun, but here in the St. Louis area, you know, time zone changes, not time zone, the
weather pattern. Yeah.
So, yeah. The daylight savings going away. It's okay. I got to get into the sun before at 4:30 it goes away.
So. Linda, exactly. I think we're all going to take that mantra now, Michelle. Thank you for that one. We're all going to steal that. And thank you, Linda. That was just awesome. And I love that you're outside. That's really what brain training is all about, is like just living your life and feeling good and doing what you want to do and following your passion, following your joy. And you're an example of all of that. So let's give some jazz hands. Woo! Go, Linda!
Thank you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Linda.
It.
So awesome. Make sure to check out her Mindset Makeover workshops. And now, next up, we have the infamous Louisa Dykstra. She is the best-selling author of Hugh Jackman and the Joy Revolution. And again, if you haven't heard me talk about how she decided she was going to build her business by watching Hugh Jackman videos, then you haven't been listening to the show long enough, so now you have to go back in the archives. Louisa, hit us with some goodness.
Oh my goodness. That it truly is the best example ever of following what feels good, right? So congratulations on 500 episodes.
Thank you.
So cool.
I'm so excited.
So I think I started my Norix business at about the same time as you started your Mind Aware business. So I didn't know that, but I've just been like, yeah, whatever Dana says, that just makes so much sense. It's such an optimistic view of humanity, which is one of the things I love about it. And just saying, wow, when we understand how to work our brains, you can make life so much easier and you can get so much more done. And, it's just, so that's really, you know, that's defined my direct sales career, is whatever Dana says.
That's so nice. I really appreciate the shout out and that you've run with it. But I just want to say, I really think what you're doing for mompreneurs everywhere and the direct sales industry, it's amazing. You know, I didn't mention in the introduction, but her upcoming book is going to be Revolutionary Leadership, which, hey, it's about time we had some revolutionary leadership in direct sales. And so, Louisa, what's your advice, or how would you say is the best way to implement this for mompreneurs, for leaders?
That's a big question. So I'll just talk about how I got there, which, you know, we all know the song, A Spoonful of Sugar. And so I didn't know when I was so intensely studying Hugh Jackman, just because I was so fascinated by his philosophy of life. And then, you know, like the relationship between he and his wife was just magical. And it was just like, whatever these guys had for breakfast, I wanted. And I think it was because it matched up with the science that I had learned from you. And like, what better example of success? And so to realize that he got there by following kind of that whole, but I want to do that, even when, you know, people said, but that doesn't make sense for your career. He's like, yeah, but I really want to. And so to see that play out in his example. So what that turned into is me being able to explain brain training in a way that, like, my audience is women who feel overwhelmed and not good enough, and to be able to help them understand how their brain works. And one of the most important truths is that people do their best work when they feel good about themselves. So from a leader perspective, that shifting from, you know, and like Linda said, why didn't I know this before? Well, it's partly because the brain science hadn't been done before. Like, that's why we didn't know this before. But now that we understand how brains work, we used to think that, like, you motivate improvement by pointing out what people are doing wrong so they know what to fix. But now that we know how the brain works, we know that that just, like, cements people in doing what they were doing wrong instead of saying, you know what, when you feel good about yourself and when you focus on what you're doing right, your motivation soars. Mm-hmm. And all those things that are inside you about what you know what you want to do and all of that, and all of that flows when you focus on what you're doing right. So to be able to teach that specific, I mean, anybody can hear it, but I think a lot of women so need to hear that message.
Yeah.
So to teach it with the, like, hey, and you get to learn a lot about Hugh Jackman in the process.
Yeah.
So then the
talk about a spoonful of sugar. That's a nice spoonful of sugar, baby.
So then the leadership book just came out because then it was, okay, so I'm understanding now that what I'm articulating with the Joy Revolution is how I've been successful in Norwex, because I've been leading my team by those principles.
Yes.
And so then to say, okay, now let me start articulating that. How do you use this to lead and encourage and uplift other people? So that's where it's going.
Well, and what a fun way to do it. And isn't it high time? Our world now, the precipice we're at now, or whatever the word I'm looking for, like we've been at a turning point here as we've been learning more about the brain, is that everything we knew before is wrong. And we can go into this new world where really it is a joy revolution. What we're following is our joys. We're following our feel goods. We're following our happiness. And we're realizing that that's how you create the best you. The best you isn't happy after you've gotten down the path. The best you is happy first, and then you go down the path. That's the joyful path, you know?
That's so true.
Yeah, very, very exciting stuff that you're doing, Louisa. I love it. And I love the advice. So basically, you know, parting shot, you would say, just do it. If watching a Hugh Jackman video makes you feel good, then follow those feel goods.
Yeah. And learning to trust that really is kind of revolutionary, because we have been raised with this. If you work hard, you'll be successful and then you'll be happy. And realizing, like, but that's not how the human brain works. Like, if you're focused on working hard, you are never going to arrive. You're never going to get to the happy part, because we can always see what's next. That's just how we're designed. So when you flip it around and, ooh, when I follow what makes me happy, like, oh my word, the success comes easier. And it often does look like hard work. Like, people will say, but she got there because of hard work. Yeah, incredible action going on. But the motivation came from, you know, I love doing this. I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be, all of that. That's what's behind it. So it's just so
joyful action. Even like the thought processes, like, you know, people might say, oh, Dana, you work 24 hours a day. And I say, yeah, I kind of think I do, because I walk around the house just thinking of good ideas and excited and going like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to do that. While I'm playing with the dog, I'm still having that joy flow through. And it's a big old feel good. I just love it, Louisa. How fun. Yay, jazz hands for Louisa.
Thank you so much.
Good, girl. Thank you so much. What fun. Oh my gosh. Are you all taking notes? Are we having a good time? Yes, we are, because this is the Brain Training Sandbox and I just love it. Next up, Beverly Skivalaki. I could introduce her as saying, you know, she has a thriving Norwex business, but I have to tell you two little known facts about Beverly. The first one is that she's a world traveler who is skipping around the globe all the time. And the second one is that she's a Penguins hockey fan. The third one is that she was raised in a hotel. I am telling you, this gal is like Betty White on steroids. Hello, Beverly Skivalaki.
Hey everybody, thank you. Been around Dana a long time. And that world traveling this year, I went to Krakow, Poland. Went to Copenhagen and been to London twice. So
wow, that is just so fun. I love it. I just love it. It's great. It's, you know, and just the idea that it's like you can live your life to the fullest forever, you know? Like when I say Betty White on steroids, I know Betty White's probably got 20 years on you, but it's that idea of just feeling good and doing what you damn well want.
That's right. And I owe a lot of that to you, being in your sandbox for so long and coming to realize that people want to hear what I do have to say, because I am an introvert. but introvert, extrovert, whatever. But I'm not a complete extrovert. So, you know, I've learned a lot over the years, and you've made me aware to have more of a vision, have a bigger vision, and not to think small. There is more out there.
That's so nice. I love that.
500th episode, which is awesome. I remember when it was the 100th, and I was so excited that it was the 100th, and now it's 500. So,
that's a lifetime ago. You know, it's funny, too, Beverly, because I don't think of you as an introvert. And I remember not so long ago, you were out there and you were doing live streams every day, and I thought, oh my gosh, like, I know it feels brave to live stream because I've done enough live streaming to know, like, it feels brave. And I thought, you're just willing to go out and do anything just to have the experience and try it. And so how much of living your life right now is training your own brain? And do you have any favorite ways that you do that to keep yourself on track?
Well, naturally listening to you and all the Train Your Brain and getting the Mind Aware book out, occasionally to reread that. The mantras for the daily mantras that you send out are just awesome because I'll post them up and just repeat those mantras every day. Nothing really specific.
That's great.
That I have. So I just go with the flow because I'm the go with the flow type person. I like when I speak with my friends and introduce them to the reticular activating system because if they've never heard about it, so that they know and just being aware of what's around me and pulling myself. If I do have a funk, that I'm out of it in, you know, like maybe a minute or two because I'm able to catch myself on that very, very quickly these days.
I love it. And I love that you mentioned the reticular activating system because I think really, you know, that if people can just understand that one piece, if they just get that you've got a little matchmaker in your head that sits there all day, every day, listening to you and listening to what you're thinking about and talking about, and its job is to match stuff up. Like, if you can get that one piece, you don't even need anything else. Then it's just a matter of, like, really what you said, daily practices. How can I daily keep myself on track? Whether it's listening to podcasts or daily mantras or whatever it is, how can I keep myself on track and feeling good? And I love it. You're a great example of that. And thank you so much. Any parting shot?
Nope. Just everybody have a great day and don't think small and stay in the sandbox.
You have it. Don't think small.
Invite others to come into our sandbox because we're an awesome family.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's like just surround yourself with people who feel good and it helps. I love it. Yay, Beverly. Awesome. Hey, Sheila Morrison is next on deck. I'm going to tell you something about Sheila that you're going to love to hear about that I found so interesting when I first met her. Sheila, not only was a pilot when women pilots were very, very rare. She actually went on to train other pilots. So imagine, like, this powerful woman and all these young snot-nosed kids coming in, these boys wanting to learn how to fly planes, and Sheila was out there teaching these boys how to do that. And now, as in her, like, retirement career, she has become a storyteller and really helping people to understand lessons from life, looking at it in the rearview mirror. And so welcome, Sheila. I'm so glad you're here. Hit me with some goodness.
Hit you with Beverly mentioned the reticular activating system, and I mentioned that to a friend the other day who was, you know, just a little down. And I just shared with her, I said, you know, that reticular activating system in your head is your very best friend forever, and it is matching exactly what you're experiencing because that's what you're telling it. And she looked at me. I had shown her a post that I am preparing a series for Instagram, and she looked at me and she said, "Have you ever considered becoming a life coach?"
Oh, funny.
No. No, I'm a pilot.
That's hilarious. I love it. That's really good.
I learned to fly because somebody said, "Would you like to learn to fly?" And my answer was, "Why not?" And as I look back over the times that I've done other things, it was always a question, "Would you like to try this?" And my answer was always, "Why not?"
Oh man, that's
I had a father who didn't give me any leeway to avoid work because I was a female. And I think that had a lot to do with where I ended up doing flying airplanes for a living, working with men almost my entire adult career. And he just would not give me any slack because I was a female.
It's also your willingness to be, why not? Like, it's your willingness. People can have expectations of you, but you have to walk through that door. And I actually think, like, that's kind of a mantra, really. Like, why not? It's like, why not? Why not do it? Why not just, why not live fully and be your full self and do anything you want to do, even if it's flying a plane or moving to Israel or whatever you want to do, why not, right?
Correct. Yes.
I love it.
Because when my first flight instructor said, I'm going to get out of the airplane and you're going to discover, you know, about three things. First, the airplane is going to be easier for you to control with your feet because my feet are not on the pedals. It's going to fly quicker because my 100-some-odd pounds is getting out, and it will float a little farther down the runway for the landing because my weight isn't in there. And I always want you to do three takeoffs, come back, land three times, and you never stop on a bad one. If the third landing isn't very good, then do it again. It's almost like getting back on the horse, you know?
Yeah, it's like muscle memory. It's like you want to remember the best thing you did.
Exactly.
I love that. That's really good.
I taxied in one day on the third bad one. And I could see the cars coming and going, you know, from the airport as I'm flying around. And I'm thinking, she's really busy. She's not paying any attention. And so as I'm taxiing in, I hear over the radio, I think maybe you need to do one more, don't you? And it was like, okay, she saw me. So taxied back out, did the fourth one, and then, you know, taxied in and stopped because the fourth one was good. But I have sort of taken that along throughout lifetime is, you know, if I don't win, I hate hearing somebody say I lose. Because I don't believe you ever lose. You either win or you learn. That's always the end result.
I love it. I love it. Excellent, excellent, Sheila. And you can see how she takes her stories and weaves them into learning points. This is what makes you such a good speaker and a good storyteller, Sheila. I just love it. Thank you so much. Yeah, jazz hands for Sheila.
Make it fun, light, and easy, just like Dana always says.
Fun, light, and easy. Well, and I love this idea, too, of the muscle memory, of not ending on the bad thing and having the memory, because that's what we tend to dwell on, isn't it? So it's almost like recreating the good memory and letting yourself land. I see I'm turning in Sheila now. Land on the good memory. There, it's so good. Thank you, Sheila. I appreciate you so much.
Happy to be here.
All right. Terry Cook, who I know you've heard me talk about, she is not only a pioneer in Norwex and top leader, top five business in Norwex, but now she is the creator of the Beach House Method. And she teaches you really how to live your life by spending more time on the beach, finding your beach house, finding the place that's your feel good, and living and working from that place. Hi, Terry Cook. So good to have you here, Terry. Hit me with some goodness.
Hey, goodness. Beach house, right? I have to say, I've been connected with Dana, with you, for so long. The very first retreat I attended with you was a Choose Joy, Dream Big retreat. And I was so distracted during that day because I was closing on the beach house.
I remember that.
It's like, okay. So I was manifesting my dream in front of you while talking about manifesting your dream. So
I remember that was so exciting. Oh my gosh, I love it.
Yeah, for me, the beach house method is simply find a spot, whether just in your head, in a little corner of your house, in a downstairs room, outside, wherever, where you feel like a Wonder Woman, right? Where you feel like this is where you belong. You know, everyone's got a place like that in your heart. You know what makes your heart sing. So go to that place and then play, and nothing else matters. as I'm getting up there in age with, you know, okay, I'm getting to be an old lady, and I've been with Norvix a long time, I've always been a renegade, and now I'm a renegade in that I'm helping my team members learn that it's okay to let go and to look at retirement and to embrace that. And when you're a senior leader in a direct sales company, they don't know quite what to do with those kinds of thoughts and ideas and statements, because I say them out loud. No one's ever accused me of hiding my feelings. But, you know, I think it's important that everyone be able to live in the season that they're living in, yeah, whatever season that is. You know, if you got years to go, you got years to go and have fun with it. But it's also okay to see that there's another season coming around the corner. And
well,
to live in
it's
that.
The next adventure. It's yeah, the next adventure. And the other thing, too, I don't want it to go past, is that your beach house, your happy place, it doesn't even have to be a physical place. Like you said, it can just be a place in your head that you go that helps mm-hmm. you to feel good and helps you to feel like your full self and who you are meant to be. And interestingly enough, too, one of the little known facts about you, Terry Cook, is that you built this massive business by doing things like just gardening every morning and talking to your neighbor and having a cup of tea. And people are like, no, aren't you supposed to check your email first thing in the morning? It's like, no, you're supposed to have a tea, cup of tea with your neighbor and garden and feel good and get yourself like prepared for being the best you when you go to work. And so mm-hmm. I just love that. And I love that you've had that accomplishment that way, and that now you're saying just embrace the next change, embrace the next thing.
Mm-hmm. And even though I do own a beach house, I also have an office that looks like my beach house.
Is there sand on the floor yet? Have you got a little pile of sand on your floor? You think you need a little box with some sand that you can put your feet in while you're at your desk?
Oh, it's coming, and then there'll be a little lamp down there to keep it warm.
Yeah.
But I've been on leave for a while, so I've not been in my office. Right now, everything is next week, okay? Next week. It's coming.
That's right. When you're on staycation now. So
I am.
You gotta enjoy the staycation until you move to your office, which is the vacation.
Yeah. And you know what? The less I work, the more I make.
Oh, my gosh, right? I get paid to be playing. Oh, see, now I'm going to have to look at my notes. The more I play, the more I get paid.
Yep. So
the less I work, the more I make. That's one of my favorite mantras of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought I'd test that out this summer and fall. And yeah, it kind of works that way.
It does, doesn't it? I know. It's really amazing. But I've used that mantra a lot on and off over the years. And I'm not telling you, I'm really serious. Like, it does work. The less you work, the more you make. And when you really say it over and over again, so you shift the energy, mm-hmm. it's like, it's awesome. So I love it. Mm-hmm. Awesome sauce, Terry. Anything else you want, parting shot?
No, I think it's all a parting shot, right?
Yeah.
There you go. See you on the other side.
Oh, very good, Terry. Thank you so much. Yay! Mm-hmm. Oh, we love you, Terry Cook. Awesome. Remember, we're going to have all the links where you can hook up with people and connect with them in the podcast notes. So look and go check out their pages, get their free offers, all that good stuff. Next on deck is Pam Richardson. Now, I'll tell you, she has a really unique niche that I want to tell you about, because we work together in the Celebrity Formula, as everybody here who Celebrity Formula graduates. And she's a money coach. Like, she helps people deal with their money, but specifically people who've come into a lot of money. Maybe it's an inheritance or a trust fund. And think about the mindset work that goes into that. You know, it's so easy. We think mm-hmm. mindset work only has to do with when you're in the I don't have enough scarcity mode of having money. But think about the mindset work that goes into when you get an influx of money and you don't feel deserving of it. I mean, it's really crazy. It was so interesting for me to know that she's out there and she's helping people with this. And so, Pam, I'm so excited to have you in the sandbox. And I love that you're here to talk about your brain training and your journey and your business. So hit me with some goodness, girl.
Well, there's life BD and life AD, before Dana and after Dana.
I love hearing that on my 500th episode. Thank you very much. I'll take that in fully as much as I can.
So I will tell you about my mantra before Dana, and that was, I attract large sums of money and I repel it. And that's exactly what I did. I would bring in large sums of money and it would go kaput. Since Dana, I now have dropped off the repel, and I'm actually able to hold on to it.
Holy cow, that's just crazy. I love that.
Isn't it great? It's great. But I have to tell you, the biggest difference has been like in my business, because when I came into it, I've been 4 years in the business. I had two components to the business, the practical, tactical, and the emotional side. And the emotional side was where I really wanted to move with people. But then after about a year with you, you start to see that mindset matters most, right? And in the world of money, whether you have it or you don't, your mindset and your words are so key. If you're telling yourself you're broke every day, guess what? You're broke every day. So I almost think that mindset is probably 80% of the work that I could do now rather than 50-50.
Yeah. Right? And I'll tell you something else too, Pam. I think that now that you have that realization for yourself in your own business, not only is it going to really set you apart in your business, but the people you're working with, they're going to have faster results because they're going to be doing really the thing that works to get them to the place they need to be, which is shift their mindset, right?
Right. I don't let them get away with it. I just stop. A lot of our sessions are stop, what did you say? Stop, what did you say?
Nice.
Because we're just so, after 50 years, I will say a lot of my clients are older, 50 plus. They've come into a lot of money. Some, I was talking to Louisa earlier about this, some will not let it go. And that's a challenge all on its own, right? That's a mindset issue too. You're deserving to be a little frivolous with money on occasion if you can afford it. If you can't, then you can't. But, mindset matters most with both abundance and poverty.
Yeah, with all of it, with everything in life. It's so true, interesting. And I'm going to give Muriel Falusa a shout out here because she has a technique that I thought was awesome that applies to what Pam's talking here. She said, if you ever really want to bust yourself on your stories, just go to lunch with a friend and set your phone on record. And just have lunch and talk and set your phone and then listen to it later and you'll hear all of your stories that you don't even know you're saying because you're on automatic pilot. And it's just what you're talking about, Pam. This is like the wake up step. Like you're really, as a coach, helping people just to wake up to the BS they're telling themselves.
Right. They don't even hear it.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love taping the lesson or the lunch and then listening to it later. Yeah.
I thought that was a really good one too. And so what else, Pam? Like if somebody were listening to this and they say, I want to start shifting my mindset around money, what would you tell them?
Well, I would have them go for a period of time and just listen to their thought processes. What are they saying to others? How do they refer to their money? I want them to come into awareness of where they're at right now. And then I want to work with them on what works best. Because I believe in throwing everything at it. Sometimes it's energy work that has to happen. Sometimes it's mantra work. Sometimes it's getting out there and doing something physical. So whatever works for that person, because we're all so different, that's the important key. Not one size fits all, but let's look at you, find out what's going to work best for you and make it work. For some people, the mantras work really well, but also passwords, right? Like for me, when I was in debt, I became really conscious of my debt. I have quite a story with my money. In 2013, and my password for many a year was debt-free 13, because that was the year that I finally made the decision to become debt-free.
Wow, very cool.
So you can use your mantras for your passwords, whatever works.
And it's the repetition. It's the repetition. Like you're always inputting your passwords. What are the things you're doing all the time? And these are easy tips that you can implement now. I mean, that's what's nice about it. You don't have to go under hypnotherapy for 5 hours a day every day or meditate for 10 hours a day. It's like just do these little things and it's like a drop in a bucket. It starts to add up and eventually you're overflowing. So good stuff, Pam. I just love it. Any parting shot you want to give us?
Parting shot. Just do I was talking to Louisa about this. What feels good for people who make large sums of money and can't spend it, find a way to feel good about letting a little bit of it go.
Yeah, nice. Just I love do it. Feels do good. What feels good. Follow the feel good. Yeah, baby. We're in on that. You heard it. You heard it here. You've got permission. Go do what feels good. Yeah. Right on. Yes, yes. I love it. Last but not least, oh my gosh, we've got Terry Noble on deck. You know what's fun about Terry? Terry is not only a pioneer with the Arbonne Company. Imagine 29 years, like since the beginning of time with Arbonne. It's so amazing all that she's done in her own business, but also in her life. Like she is really an example of green and growing. And one of my favorite movements that you're going to see her start to pioneer this movement, it's the You Get To movement. How's that for a mantra? You get to. This is all because of Terry Noble. Terry, hit me because you get to.
You get to. Yeah. Can you hear me, Dana?
Yes, well, I do.
Perfect segue because I got to move in from outside in my fun little happy place to inside because the garden guy is here and he was blowing leaves. So if you hear him, I'm sitting in the corner in my room.
No, we don't. It's all good.
Okay. So it's mindset. You get to, because there, I had a moment of going, okay, is he going to stop? Is he going to stop? And he didn't. And now he did. So we're all good.
You manifested his stopping blowing leaves. He has no idea the power of your mindset and the ability.
Well, I do know the power, Dana. And it's so much because of you, because ever since I have been training my brain with Dana for at least the last 2, maybe 3 years, everything is working out for me. And that is, I mean, there's so many mantras, and this sandbox is just that feeling of belonging and it's okay. Mindset does matter most. And I love this sandbox. I love everybody that's in here. I've been taking notes, and that connection that you get, and just listening to you every single day, Dana, it's you. And I have a funny thing. I'm going to share it. You are in my head. I mean, there's, I was watching a video, and the way the sun was shining, it had you inside with me in the background. I'm going to send a photo to the Train Your Brain community. So,
wow.
But the You Get To is about, you don't have to do anything. And that started with my boys who are now 30 and 33 when they were little, when I was just starting my Arbonne business. There was a time where I would say to them, come on, guys, you know, like a 5-minute warning, it's time to switch gears and move on to something else. And there was one time they said, oh, Mom, do we have to? And I just paused and I said, no, you don't have to. And then they looked at each other like, okay, what? Oh, we don't have to. I go, you get to. And that started, and that has carried on for at least 29 years.
Wow.
And their friends, their grown friends have said that, and it's such a shift, and I've got a license plate. So I hope people will take that, is you get to. You always have a choice. And Dana, you've just been so instrumental in reminding us about that and the mindset and and again, like everyone else talked about, the Raz. I mean, I can't not talk about that with people. And to have my 16-year-old niece the other day, she goes, well, you know that Raz thing, Sissy, that you were talking about? I go, oh, my gosh, yes, this is that's what I'm talking about, is, you know, people are listening. And just to be able to share that, and it's so much fun. Best sandbox ever.
I just love this, Terry Noble, because you're just such a great example of thriving, and I appreciate all of your generous comments. I think that's the title of your book, You Get To, right?
It's got
to come out. Everybody watch for that. Now you've been publicly announced, okay. So now people are going to sign up, wait for it to come out, because that's really a philosophy that applies to every single area of life. Whether
really
you want to be healthy, or whether you want to be out in nature, or whether you want to be thriving in business or financially or relationship-wise, like you get to be the best you, and I absolutely flippin' love it.
Yes, yeah, and there's the two you get to. There's kind of a play on words, and I'm getting clearer about that, because with you, that you get two choices, and in the brain training, you know, you have four, but you've narrowed it down to. You can decide and feel good about it, and you can decide and not to, or, you know, eat that cake or whatever, like you said, whatever it might be. If I'm going to eat that
If I'm going to eat that donut, I'm going to enjoy that donut.
Right. Do the thing and enjoy it, or don't do the thing and enjoy it. But either way.
Exactly. So you get to, you know, you don't have to, you get to, or you get, because it's choices. I so believe that. We always have that choice. And
Totally true. I just love it. Oh, Terry, thank you so much for all of that. And now I'm so excited about your book, and all of us are going to be looking for that. And you are the pioneer of this movement, in Woo-hoo. Addition to being a pioneer at Arbonne. Do you have any parting shot before we say goodbye?
Oh, my gosh. Again, mindset matters most, and you always have a choice, and you get to, and if I could give anybody advice, it's join Dana's sandbox, because we just have, everyone talked about having fun and playing, and it sounds like we're going to meet in Vegas, and we all have so much to share, and it's all inclusive. I mean, it doesn't matter. That's what's so amazing about this. So totally true.
I really love that. And I'm just going to do my best to just take that all in fully. And I knew this would be a perfect unfolding. And I would love if you would take that call to action and come and join our sandbox, because we do know how to have fun, how to make money, grow a business, be our best selves, be our healthiest, wealthiest, most awesome selves, because we know that mindset matters most. It's the single most important thing you can do. It's the biggest gift you get to give to yourself. You get to manage your energy and put yourself number one and follow your joy and find your beach house and manage your life in a feel-good way. You get to make that your number one priority, because happiness is not the destination. Happiness is the path. Happiness will get you everywhere you want to go, because mindset matters most. Thank you all for being here. It's been so much fun to celebrate 500 episodes with you. And here's to the next 500. We will see you in the next episode, 501, next time on The Mind Aware. Bye, everybody.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay. I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.